This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Washington for the win. Mariota has it rejected by Bonino, and Denver has won 9 in a row.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, that's how it sounded. SNF on NBC last night at the very end. In case you had fallen asleep on the couch, still in a tryptophan coma or whatever you might have been, maybe in just a football coma, or maybe you were just sick as a doggy, like your boy. But I wasn't asleep. I was there. I was, not there. I had to call off and not infect the rest of the team or staff. So I was watching from home as that play was made by Nick Bonito, one of the best edge pass rushers in the NFL. And certainly last night, while he wasn't a dominant force, that's why you pay people the kind of money that Bonito got and that superstars get, because they make the play when it absolutely has to be made. When it absolutely is all on the line, they don't just come up short and clap their hands and say, I'll get them next snap. Nope. Nick Bonito came up with the huge play when the Denver Broncos were looking like they might lose. Now, Marcus Mariota had Jeremy McNichols. He was trying to get it there, obviously, so I don't think you can question the play call or whatever. The only thing you could really question about that in its entirety is whether or not they should have gone for two. We'll tackle that in a sec. Welcome back, obviously. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving weekend with food and family and lots of football. God knows there was lots of football. It never really ends. I hope everybody's doing okay. Forgive the voice. If you hear me coughing on the radio, it's because I'm working from the home office today. I do not have a cough button, so I'm going to try and cough away from the microphone so I don't cough right in your ears and cough all over the radio. I'm trying. I didn't want to come in and infect anybody at the radio station and get anybody else further sick. That's why I didn't go to the game last night. You know, sometimes you got to make big boy adult decisions, and the radio station and management gave me the opportunity to do whatever I wanted to do. I said I wanted to be on the radio. I said I wanted to be with you guys. I wanted to be with AMAC. It's an important day, even though the team stinks and the record is lousy and they lost. It's important to be here, especially on a Monday. If this was a Tuesday, it might have been a different story. But it was important for me to be here. So I hope you understand that it's not going to sound like normal. It's not going to sound great at times. Doing the best we can. AMAC is doing the best he can. We'll get through it together. Just forgive me if it sounds a little bit rough. Because I have been sick like you wouldn't believe since the last show we did. pretty much been sleeping off and on throughout the day, and taking all sorts of naps. Just can't stay awake because I'm up half the night, even worse than normal, hacking and coughing, and, you know, blowing all sorts of things out, and trying to drink as much hot tea as I can and try and take as much DayQuil and NyQuil and this and that and allergy pills and whatnot. And I just can't kick it. And sometimes these things linger. So I apologize in advance as you hear me sip my hot tea. And you might hear that too, because I'm trying to make sure the throat doesn't start getting triggered into a coughing fit. All right, so that's that. So if you just hear some weird things or if I don't sound normal, that you know what the deal is. If you hear AMAC just panic and go, Rooster, are you okay? Are you going to make it? I'll make it. I'll make it. I'll make it. I don't know how, what kind of shape I'll make it in, but I'll make it. So let's start again, obviously, in reverse. And you can start lining up at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'm going to depend on you guys a lot of the time, you know, especially today, to voice your complaints, to voice your criticisms, to voice your compliments, to tell me how you feel as we enter the month of December. It is December 1st. As we reconvene here on a back to work Monday, it is December 1st. And that, of course, means Christmas and the holidays, but it also means the end of the football season, which we know is, I mean, listen, we've known it's been coming for a while and it'll stretch into January, but this is the last full month of the football season for us here in Washington. Those of us that root and follow for the Commanders. Because they're not going to the playoffs. They lose 27-26. Let me start with that two-point conversion. Again, great, great, great play by Nick Benito. That's number one. Number two, and in the moment, and normally I would have had a problem and an issue with head coaches nowadays, and Dan Quinn specifically last night, going for it to try and win that game in that spot. Normally, I would have had an issue. However, last night, and I tweeted it before they ran the play, so I can't kill it now because of the result. That's not fair. I said, and I think most of you also said, no problem going for two. No problem trying to win that game. Now, the downside is, you obviously win or lose. Right? I mean, if you kick the extra point, fine. That's with, what, 2:45 left on the clock, 2:44, whatever it is, after Denver takes the timeout following the touchdown. Okay? So you say, well, great, you kick the extra point, you tie it up at 27-27, and you live another day. But Denver's got the ball then. For a second possession of overtime, they carved you up on the first possession of overtime. And all they need now is a field goal. And as we know, field goals are now pretty much routinely good from 55 and in. Not everyone, but many of them. Where it used to be, you kind of need to get to the 45 to kind of feel pretty good. Now it's, you kind of need to get to the 52 to 55 mark to feel pretty good. And listen, Denver just paid their place kicker. So they've got a good one. So there was not really much of a decision, I don't think. Maybe you disagree. You can tell me at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. But I'm not going to play Monday morning quarterback or Monday afternoon quarterback in this case and kill Dan Quinn for the decision he made because it didn't work. Because that's too easy to do. You got to make that decision in the real moment, in the live moment, before you know the result. I mean, obviously, if you knew Nick Benito was going to stream in and, you know, have basically an unfiltered rush towards Marcus Mariota and knock that ball down, you know, you're probably going to kick the extra point and take your chances that way. But you don't know that. You've done a pretty good job controlling him all night long. And he is a damn good pass rusher and a tremendous athlete. But Dan Quinn knew his defense was kind of out of gas right? They had already played a 60-minute regulation. They had gotten carved up like a Thanksgiving turkey on that drive in overtime. We'll get to that in a sec. So he knew his defense didn't have much. So if you kick the extra point, yes, you live for another day and you take your chances, and I guess maybe you force a takeaway, which they did get a takeaway finally. Yay! Bobby Wagner, I mean, it took Bo Nix to literally like say, here, Bobby, on a silver platter, here you go. Happy Thanksgiving, pal. Right? But that's basically what you were hoping for, or all that you could hope for, right? I mean, I guess realistically you could get a three and out, I guess. But what's the chances of that happening? So I didn't have a real big problem at all with Dan Quinn going for two. The season is lost, guys. You're trying to break a six-game losing streak, not make a seven-game losing streak. You're trying to break a six-game losing streak. You played your ass off. Even if they didn't get that touchdown, you still played your ass off. Now, you would have allowed the Broncos to win 27-20 if you failed on the touchdown on the fourth and goal, I should say, from the three. You would have allowed your boy to cover at minus six. But what? We don't need to do that. We don't need to worry about that. No. You tie the game. And how great was it to see Terry get that touchdown after having the first touchdown taken away on the Josh Connerly hold, right? That was great. That was awesome. So, again, you know, I don't know if the decision would have been the same if they were, let's just call it, 8-3, right? If they were, because they were 3-8, it was almost a no-brainer. You just go for the win. What the hell's the difference? You fought your ass off. Sure, you'd love to win. Sure, you'd love to play a little bit more and take your chances. But ultimately, what are the realistic chances that you're going to hang in that game and that you're going to most likely lose? And I guess the least likelier of the two scenarios would be that you tie. But you ain't winning unless they make a critical, catastrophic mistake. Fumble, interception, what have you. And I understand that can happen. So for those of you that were mad at Dan Quinn, and I don't sense that there was many, I guess that's your argument. But I had no problem with it. They didn't execute. Dude made a great play. Nick Benito's awesome. Sometimes you tip your cap. Could they have done a better job controlling his, you know, his rush into Mariota's passing lane? Sure. You want to nitpick about? Absolutely. Got it. But they did a pretty good job on him all night long. You're not going to be able to beat up the offensive line for this one in any way, shape, or form. That's just Nick Benito making a play. And again, I don't have any problem with Quinn saying, you know what? Look, we're playing with a little bit of house money here. And he got the, I mean, again, you could have played it conservatively and could have extended the game and could have lost on a game-winning walk-off field goal at the buzzer. You could have. And I think people would understand that. But analytically, and this is my problem with supporting this, analytically it made sense to try and go for the win. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Common sense wise, which is what I always prefer over analytics and charts, common sense wise, it told you to go. It told you to go for it. Your defense was gashed. All you were going to like, the most likely scenario was for you to suffer a walk-off kick field goal loss. The second most likely scenario would be to get a tie if you get a stop or if for whatever reason they miss the field goal. That's the second most likely scenario. The third, maybe even the fourth or fifth, you might have to skip a couple of steps. Most likely scenario would be for you to win that game. And even though we want the Commanders to have the best field, the best draft position that they can possibly have, right? Because theoretically, you should have a better opportunity at a better player, or at least more leverage to move around the board, not only in the first round, but elsewhere. The bottom line is players and coaches want to win. They're not playing that game to lose. They're not playing that game to tie. They're playing it to win. And with trying to win in that spot comes the obvious downside, which is, well, it blew up and it didn't work and they lost. And it was a valiant effort. But I think they can live with that. I think you can live with that. I don't think anybody should be mad at that. Now, if you are, that's okay. You feel a different way. And normally, I'm telling you, I would be in your shoes. I'm not one of these riverboat gambler type things. I never have been built that way. But I fully expected Dan Quinn to go for it for two as soon as they scored because it made sense, common sense. That's what we try and use on this show more than shoving a bunch of numbers down your throat, more than analytics, more than just the way everybody else does it. It made sense, and I just explained why. So did you have a problem with that? Start there, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Now, Terry McLaurin, we mentioned, got screwed on the first touchdown on the hold by Connerly. They eventually get points out of that, whatever. But then he scores the touchdown on the fourth and goal. So, like, you feel, all right, they lost, but Terry's back. Now, at one point, I kind of thought Terry looked like he got banged up again, and he came off. But remember, he's on a pitch count, right? So, I mean, for Terry to score the touchdown on third and four, which would have been a 30-yarder, right? And just a beautiful play, beautiful throw, great snatch, you know, what have you. They're in overtime just a couple of minutes before. And to have that taken away, it was almost like, man, this is really as unstorybook of a season as you're going to get. But then to have the opportunity to come back after Zach Ertz drops another one. I mean, I love Zach Ertz, but he's had some dropsies this year. Or non-catch, whatever you want to call it. And I understand Hufanga was right there. I got it. But, man, to have Terry come back on fourth and goal and to score that touchdown and to cap off that 11-play drive, 65 yards, to give them the opportunity is all you can ask for. And that apparently he stayed healthy or healthy enough. So you saw what kind of impact Terry McLaurin can make, right? I mean, you saw things easier for Debo. He had that one up the right sideline against Riley Moss, right? So that was good. Now, some of the bad. And that's kind of what I wanted to add to my initial opening thoughts, because it's okay if there were some bad things that happened against a 9-win Bronco team that went in off of their bye against you, even at your home building. There were some bad things, right? And I was just watching a bunch of clips on the All-22 before, so we'll get to that next. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That's the number for you to hop aboard. Again, just be patient with the show today. Hopefully, we'll be back and closer to 100% tomorrow, hopefully. But we are here. We're limping through, and we'll make it through. And just like the Commanders, we'll show a little bit of resiliency. We'll show a little bit of fight. Oh, and by the way, this was no moral victory. There really are no moral victories. This was just a team that played its ass off, that played like it meant something still. And while that's not all you can ask for, that's not all you can ask for. But it was a really, really good thing to see from start to finish. More on that coming up. 301-230-0980. Get in line now. We'll start grabbing your calls very, very soon on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, before we get back to, or out to the calls, I should say, for the first time on this Misery Monday. It's not really a Misery Monday. I don't know how anybody could feel miserable other than just you hate to lose. Okay, fine. I mean, it is what it is. Before we get there, we tell you that Sports Talk right here on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, like a win, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Hey, Mac, you know, I used my Paramount Plus on Thursday when the Cowboys were beating the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving. Hmm. You know, sometimes you got to be away from the TV.
Yeah.
And sometimes it calls for desperate measures. Mm-hmm. And that's what Paramount Plus is designed to do, help you when you can't be parked in front of your TV.
Yeah. And
it's great.
Yeah, and I mean, to much as the fans' dismay, the Cowboys were able to pull off a win on Thanksgiving Day.
I mean, yes, to the Cowboy haters fans dismay, but the ones that have the repetitive broken leg from jumping on and off the bandwagon, mm-hmm, over the last 30 years,
yeah,
those people are happy, like Cowboy B.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't put Cowboy B in that category, but
you're saying he's a true diehard, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's been here since the struggle began this year, because it hasn't always looked pretty for the Cowboys, specifically this year.
That is true.
And over his lifetime. So.
That is true. And as far as you, I see you decked out in your Giants garb.
Yes.
Even though we're not working together in person today, we have video. Mm-hmm. And you were wearing your Giants hoodie,
yeah,
your Giants hat.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the Giants are getting ready to play Drake May and the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football game. People can listen to you starting at 8 o'clock with a little bit of extra pregame coverage. And then the kick right around 8:15 or so right here on the Team 980 tonight. We'll touch on all of that coming up later on in the show. Let me get to this before we get to the calls on the other side of 1:30. Listen, everybody was saluting the Commanders' defense in Madrid against the Dolphins. And I was there. Again, I'm not going to tell you I know everything and I see everything. I'm not going to tell you that. But here's the bottom line. They played better, there is no doubt, against the Miami Dolphins. But the Dolphins have one real weapon that can hurt you, scare you. And that's Devin Achane. I mean, Jalen Waddle's nice, good. I never, feared Jalen Waddle at all in that game. So maybe I'm cutting him a little bit too harshly, but that was kind of the way I looked at it. And they don't have a great quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa. But the Dolphins didn't really overly gash the Commanders. And you walked away going, all right, the Commanders had a couple of fourth and goal stops. The Commanders rushed off the edge, got a cornerback blitz sack from Jonathan Jones in a big spot. There was improvement made under Dan Quinn. Last night, I wanted to see, all right, against a semi-pedestrian for large stretches of the year, Denver Bronco offense, how they would perform. And overall, you would say, all right, you know what? They performed okay. Sure, they allowed 402 yards, but remember, that's in eight extra plus minutes of football. Okay? So you say, well, all right, they probably allowed too many yards. Well, they were playing a better team. They were playing a better quarterback, playing a better offensive line. And even though J.K. Dobbins wasn't there, I think R.J. Henry has more than proven that R.J. Harvey has more than proven that he can carry much of the load, right? And while he wasn't great last night, he had the two rushing touchdowns, including the one in overtime, to kind of sort of seal the deal. And he was effective enough. And you have Cortland Sutton. And you have Evan Ingram. And you have Troutman, who's a pain in the ass to deal with. And you have Troy Franklin, and so on and so forth. And I thought the Commanders' defense, even though, again, they were not as good last night as they were in Madrid against Miami, I thought acquitted themselves fairly well, right? With the exception of a couple of big plays. Now, we all know that over the course of a 68-minute football game, you're likely going to give up a big play or two, right? So, again, this is just part of football. And I get it. But if you go back and you look at what made the ultimate difference in this game, you say the two-point conversion, fine. Okay, got it. But on the Denver Bronco drive, on their touchdown drive, which was finished off by Harvey for the five-yard touchdown, two plays before that, first and 10 from midfield, actually on the Denver 48, they roll off a little crossing route from the right side, a little pivot move does Ingram against Bobby Wagner, who, again, had the interception early in the game and had been a force stopping the run throughout and had been heavily involved. And Bobby Wagner got beat. He got smoked. Period. Now, 41 yards ultimately down the field, right? If I saw correctly, and I believe everybody saw it correctly, that even though Bobby Wagner is being charged again with getting beat, that was more of a zone look. That was more of a zone defense, right? So you take that play and you say, all right, 41 yards, zone defense, that sets up the go-ahead or game-winning, as it turned out, touchdown. Fine. Now, there was another play, and I was trying to look, again, through some of the game tape on the All-22, so I'm trying to pull it up here in all my browser windows just so I have it for you. There was a 31-yard play to Cortland Sutton on the left side. Bo Nix, about halfway through the, I think, second quarter. I just watched it right before the show, in which Cortland Sutton just kind of runs to a huge empty gap on the field, and Will Harris making his return to the lineup, and so much was lost with him leadership-wise, all that stuff, and play-wise, kind of loses him and loses him in the zone. And Cortland Sutton finds it, and he kind of sits down, and he stumbles, and he catches it, and Bo Nix extends the play, and it's good for 31 yards. And earlier, before that, there was the touchdown that Cortland Sutton had against Will Harris. And that looked to me, like sometimes zone defenses look differently and whatever, but I thought that was, again, a zone defense, the way it looked, the way they played it. So the point being is, if I'm right, okay, and if I'm correct in my assessment of what kind of defense, basic defense they played zone defense on the three biggest plays for Denver all night long. The touchdown, which I think was 11 or 12 yards on a crossing route against Will Harris, the 31-yarder that I just mentioned, and then the 41-yarder there at or in overtime to Evan Engram. And all three, essentially, if I saw it right, came against zone. And the point that I wanted to make real quickly here is we heard a lot of verbal stuff, is how I'll say it because it's a family program, on the game broadcast about zone defense, zone defense, zone defense, and that's why they're better, and that's why they're better. Guys, if I saw it correctly, they weren't that great in zone last night. They got beat for a couple of big, big plays to a somewhat pedestrian offense. Please stop saying that it's just because they went to zone defense, that's why this defense is playing better. That's not true. And I'll come back and finish up more of that point next, and then we'll get to your calls, okay? But that is something that drove me crazy last night, hearing that broadcast, which I normally wouldn't hear. But hearing that broadcast and seeing the game from a lot of your perspective, that is one thing that drove me nuts last night. But first, we do a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, so the Commanders, of course, at 3-9, losers of 7 in a row. They get ready now for a trip to Minnesota and the Vikings, who have their own issues. They were blown out in Seattle with Max Brosner as their quarterback. No word on Jaden Daniels. No word on J.J. McCarthy. However, Jaden Daniels' mother, as she was leaving Northwest Stadium and her seats last night, did tell a fan on video that he would return, meaning her son, this Sunday. So we will see. Dan Quinn going to meet with reporters at 3:30. We'll pop into that and try and bring you some of that. Tonight, Monday Night Football, AMAC and his New York Giants at 2-10 visiting Foxborough, Massachusetts, and the 10-2 New England Patriots. 8:15 the kickoff, 8 o'clock the coverage right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, the Capitals on their way to Los Angeles after beating the New York Islanders last night. They'll take on the Kings tomorrow night as part of a kickoff to the Western road trip. The Milwaukee Bucks are in town. They're taking on the Wizards tonight at 7 o'clock. The Wiz finally getting their second win of the season, if you missed it, over the Thanksgiving holiday. And that's what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I was pleased with, for the most part, in the run game. I thought this has been a team that's been able to get down the edge. That's been one of the things that we haven't done as well, so I wanted to make sure we could do that. So that part felt good. It was good to get the takeaway from Wags. I thought that was one to, you know, create momentum and go, and we'll need to continue to work that part. But, there was progress, you know, that I think that's made certainly in the run game, and we got plenty of room to grow into that. But having Will Harris back, that was a big deal for us. This guy's tough. He's a great communicator. So I really felt the energy and the toughness of the guys.
All right, that's head coach Dan Quinn talking about his defense after the game. And we were just talking about Will Harris. You know, unfortunately, he was beat a couple of times in coverage, but I thought both were in zone. One, you can certainly attribute to him kind of losing the coverage on Courtland Sutton for the 31-yarder where Sutton kind of falls down and he's just sitting there wide open. I don't know why he's that wide open, but he is, right? And you can make an argument on the touchdown where he runs kind of a drag across the middle from left to right that maybe Will Harris, I mean, if they play the zone right, which it looked like they were playing, that maybe Will Harris shouldn't have had to cross over the entire formation from where he initially lines up. Again, don't know what their rules are, don't know exactly what they're taught, can only just guess. But, like, we've heard so much about this zone defense being the key, the real reason why the defense has turned itself around. And yes, they're playing it better. Yes, it's better than it was earlier this year. But no, it's not some savior. Like, all of a sudden they decided, oh my gosh, after 10 games, wow, we can't play man-to-man anymore. They were playing zone a lot. They were horrible at it. They were terrible at it. So this notion that you heard on the broadcast all night long, and even after the game in Miami or in Madrid against Miami, that zone, 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 zone was the reason why their defense was so much better. No, it's not. They're playing better. They're communicating better. Is it better than they were in man? Sure, I guess. But they were plenty of times where they were in zone. Plenty of times. And they sucked. And they were horrible. And they got destroyed. That was the problem. Okay? So, look, I can't fix everything. I can tell you that clearly they are playing better defensively over the last two games. Got it. I understand. Playing better. But the bottom line is what I can't tell you is it's because they're playing more zone or better zone or exclusively in zone. I can't tell you that because three big, big, big plays last night, three game-changing type plays, all appeared to be in zone coverage. That's what I can tell you. That's what my eyes tell me. And maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe they would tell you, well, no, it was this or that. Again, didn't appear that way. Going back and watching it on All 22. And live, I didn't feel that way. So It is what it is. Just something to keep in mind. All right, let's get out to the calls. 301-230-0980. Let's start with Stevie Ray on line two. In Baltimore. What's up, Stevie Ray? How are you, pal?
I'm good. Let's see. For me personally, it felt like a win, and it just did. They fought. It was a great game. They didn't just play. They weren't playing Miami. They were playing with the best teams in the league, and they went out there and fought their hearts out and had a shot at it. As far as the 2-point conversion goes, I was on Facebook with my friends, and I was saying before they, I said if they get a touchdown, they got to go for two. You got to go for two. I mean, it was. And a couple of reasons for it. One,
is that what the defense, cool? Wait, hang on a second. Is that what the cool kids do? You guys get together on Facebook and you analyze the game.
Oh,
there?
Really? Oh, you should try it. It's a great operation. You know, mm-hmm. That X and all that kind of stuff. We don't understand that, but this stuff, you know, this we can stay with. You know, so yeah. I hope you do. I'm sure you'll figure it out. But no, it's like. So we kicked the extra point and we tie the game, and then they turn around and our defense is doing the same thing. They wouldn't have even had to drive more than depending on where they got the ball. Let's say they got it at the 30, they only had to get to our 40 to probably kick the field goal to win the game. I would rather walk out of the stadium knowing that we gave it all of it than to walk out of the stadium and kick the extra point. What is a tie going to do for us? You know, I mean, seriously, what's a tie going to do for us? You know,
I guess a tie makes you feel a little bit better than a loss, but, you know, I guess. To your point, it doesn't really do anything.
It all depends on the situation. And in our situation, a tie is going to feel like we gave up. Now, that's the way I feel about it. Hey, listen, that ball is maybe a foot higher out of Mariota's hands, and possibly he catches the ball, and we're talking about a different story today. And, when he went to throw the ball, he kind of flatted it. He, you know, the guy could definitely throw some moon balls because we've seen him out of Mariota.
Yeah.
But as far as Mariota goes,
when Benito is streaming downhill at you, he's basically completely obstructing your vision. And remember, earlier in the game, Mariota faced not an exactly similar situation to that, but a situation where he rolled to that side, right? And he's trying, and it's deep in the red zone, I think, and it's ultimately picked off at the 7-yard line because he's trying to make a play and trying to make a decision whether he should run, not run, whatever. So it's in that same corner of the field.
Can you hear me
and
now?
He's got Benito streaming downhill at him. So he's trying to get it around Benito because he knows he can't run around him. He knows he can't get to the end zone that way. And he had earlier made the mistake with the terrible decision again for the interception. So he was really kind of mentally probably compromised in that, oh, man, I got to get rid of this football and take my chances and hope I can zip it through and zip it around him.
Okay. I've been told there's a little bit of an echo. Is that true?
Yeah, there's a little bit of an echo.
Okay, I want to finish with this. Mm-hmm. I just want to finish with this.
Yeah.
As far as the zone defense goes, and I listened to Kevin's show, his podcast, and he's got Steve Suter on. And Steve Suter absolutely believes they should have gone to the zone, which is what they've done. Now, whether you believe the zone is why they're playing better football or not is irrelevant. The relevant is they are playing better defense, and they are playing zone. The killer for the zone, to me, is Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner, I love Bobby Wagner to death. I do. And that interception he had was great, but that ball, he only had to move a foot to get to it. He's got no mobility. And when you're in a zone, you've got to be able to move from one place to the other quickly. You're not on the man. You've got to move to the man. And he has no ability to do so, and they know it. And they sent Ingram inside, and Ingram mm-hmm. ate him alive.
Yeah.
And I just put another corner in there or take a line, you know, somebody else and put him in there and quit putting Bobby Wagner in these positions because I love Bobby Wagner. We all do, but that's just ain't right.
Well,
and lastly, Mariota, the play he made when we got the where he was getting sacked and he threw the ball, we got the the PTI, the pass interference call at the end of the game was just amazing. How he got rid of that ball, it never would have been a pass interference if he hadn't gotten rid of it. He certainly threw it. And secondly, that intentional grounding that they called on him was bogus. I don't know where the referees came from, but they definitely
had the officials were terrible last night in terms of the if Terry McCauley is right on the Sunday Night Football on NBC broadcast, and I would hope that he's right. I mean, the false start on McLaurin, the intentional grounding, the missed tripping call. I mean, those are the three big calls right there. And then everybody wanted to make a big deal out of the McLaurin hold, defensive pass interference out of the slot on the incompletion in the end zone or in the red zone. I thought that was a little bit more 50-50, but you know, you could certainly make an argument, there. The officials were not good last night in any way, shape, or form. Stevie Ray, appreciate the phone call. More of your calls coming up, just in a moment. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. No moral victory for me. No moral victory for me. Instead, just like I can appreciate that this season is over and yet they played their asses off. I can appreciate that. You want more. You want better. But I can appreciate that they are not just going through the motions. How about you on the Team 980? Stay with us. All right, everybody. We are back. End of hour number one. Good to have you with us on the Team 980 on this, I guess you would call it a misery Monday. We are brought to you by IHOP. That's right. Introducing the IHOP value menu, where all of your favorite, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates, with the $6 IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. I could go for some IHOP right now. I was telling AMAC before the show, I made a little homemade sort of, I guess, turkey soup, had a vegetable tray left over, had some turkey left over, had some cauliflower rice, and I was trying to make it brothy with some turkey stock that I had, you know, just in the closet. Because hot soup at this time of the year when it's cold and you don't feel good and your throat hurts, pretty good for you. And it kind of soothes the soul just a little bit. All right, let's get back to the calls and squeeze at least one in here before the top of the hour. Let's get to Lap in D.C. on line one, AMAC. Lappy, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving, pal, hope you had a good Thanksgiving, I should say.
Oh, yeah. I had a good Thanksgiving, bro.
Boy.
I hope you had a good one, too, man.
Sick, you know. But we make it through. Do the best we can, but appreciate you.
It was a good competitive game, man. You know, something is different. I don't know if it's because we switched to the zone or whatever, like you said, we didn't switch to the zone. It's really helping us, but something is different. It's just a day later and the dollar short. So we could have been did this. And I was saying with Dan Quinn's defense, you know what I'm saying? Like, this should have been an identity, but our identity is offense. But you see, Dan Quinn knows defenses. So, but we still need to get some talent around this team, man. We need to get some players. I want to see Jaden Daniels back. Like I said, I was happy to see my boy Trey Burke get a touchdown.
What a catch. Like, not enough is being – you know, I know that's on the highlight reel all over the place, but, I mean, the catch, B, the fact that he had surgery on that middle finger, which he uses to basically, like, squeeze the ball. It's just unbelievable.
And we can't consider to bring him back, man. We tripping if we don't do that.
I think he's absolutely, especially with this group. I mean, you can't count on Noah Brown, as we keep talking about. Even though Noah Brown seems like, you know, he's got his head in the right spot, he just can't stay healthy. I mean, Jalen Lane didn't squeeze another one last night when he had the opportunity to make a big play. You know, McCaffrey obviously was making some progress. I'd be stunned if Treylon Burks is not here over the offseason and through the offseason program and front and center next training camp. I'd be stunned.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, we'll see, man. Just
compete and fight. I would want to get that Dallas win and get Dallas up out of there so they'd be home sitting with us, man. It would be nice. But we'll see, man. Hopefully Jaden come back and he can get some games in before the season is up, man, and get some of them chemistry with them guys. And I guess we'll discuss about who we think should be here or not. We don't know what changes they're going to make, you know, in the offseason. But let's try to see what we can do in these last couple of games. You know, win, lose, or draw, it don't matter, man. But just –
Yeah, right now it's about – listen, they want to win. They want to win. But here's the thing. You have to – number one, you're trying to avoid catastrophic injury, obviously, because that changes not only the fortune of this year, but it also changes the fortune of the offseason, your plan, how guys can get better, so on and so forth. But most importantly, what they are trying to do is – not look like it looked, quite honestly. Remember 2 years ago, I guess it was 2 years ago now, right down the stretch in December when they knew Ron Rivera was getting fired and they knew everything was changing and basically they were getting annihilated. So that is the positive right now, is that after four games of losing 20 plus points, which was not a good look by any means, by any stretch, the last two games have been very, very, very feisty and competitive, and they've shown a lot of guts, a lot of courage, and a lot of heart. It's not good enough, but that's why their record is why their record is, but at least they are showing that competitive fight that Dan Quinn is kind of known in his DNA for. Appreciate the phone call. As always, we'll let you run on that. More of your calls, more of your reaction coming up after the top of the hour. I was just rolling through that big 41-yard play again in overtime to Ingram. I mean, it's, you know, look, Bobby Wagner's getting a lot of criticism, but there was one part of that play that makes you go, oh, man. Oh, there it is again. I'll try and get to that on the other side. Something that just jumped out at me at the overhead. We'll tackle that on the other side because they didn't do any tackling. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeart Radio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.